tips again things, though, on a great note. 424 into the contest. Jackson Berezowski potted the season's first goal on this power play to make it 1-0. Tips are threatening. Celia to Kendop, right wing Wiley. Into the zone, centering. Berezowski scores! Power play goal, Jackson Berezowski. And the first lamplighter of 2019-20 comes with just 15:36 left in period one. Berezowski finishing between the circles on Beck Warren, the Silver Tips, out to a 1-0 lead. Now, this building certainly had a shot of energy after that. Jackson Berezowski to make it 1-0 from Bryce Kindop and Wyatt Wiley at 4:24. And the Silver Tips outshot Tri-City 9-6.
It was a great start for the Silver Tips. And you'd love to see that power play, the man advantage, getting things going early. I think that should be an area of strength for the Silver Tips this season. They've got some experience on the blue line, some guys that they can count on from the power play last year. It just it was great to see them on the first try have Wyatt Wiley set things up like that and Berezowski finish it off.
Moments after the Berezowski goal, it was Dustin Wolf to the rescue right here to keep it 1-0. Tri-City got the clear, is pushed ahead now. Bjork on a breakaway moving in. Shoot save made by Dustin Wolf. Left pad saved by Wolf to keep it 1-0. So after period one, it was a 1-0 Silver Tips advantage. The score stayed that way through much of the first half of period two. But then a power play to Tri-City gave them a chance to not the score, and they did just that on Nikita Krivokrasov's first of two goals on the night. Seacart to the right point. Mutala hangs on. Low snapshot. Save. Rebound. Score. In front was Nikita Krivokrasov. And a power play goal for Tri-City with 8:33 to play in period two. A rebound left in front, and Krivokrasov, easy pickings, blocker side on Dustin Wolf, and this game is tied 1-1. Sasha Mutala and Jan Seacart had the assist coming at 11:27.
Yeah, too bad the penalty kill was for successful in period number one. Not quite as successful there, but that was a situation where the puck just fell right to Krivokrasov, and he knew what to do with it there from that prime position at the top of the blue paint.
Big start here for Tri-City's man advantage as well, going 2-4 on the night. And then into the third early on, it was Krivokrasov who made it 2-1 at 1:52. Sasha Mutala had the assist on the play, but then came the goal, which made a big impact as well. Samuel Huo on this delayed penalty gave Tri-City their biggest lead of the game at this point at 5:29. Tri-City gets it back to center Mutala, and another penalty coming up on the Tips. Left side, Huo walks in, shoots, and scores. Samuel Huo, a power play goal off the delayed penalty. 5 minutes and 29 seconds into period three as he gathered a loose puck and buries a snapshot for his first of this season. Tri-City has scored three unanswered. They lead 3-1. Sasha Mutala, third points of the night. Jan Seacart, second points of the night at 5:29.
And the Americans kind of had the Tips staggered at that point, because you think back to the start of the third period too, Everett had the power play, a full minute 40 to work on a clean sheet of ice and a tie game. You thought maybe that was Everett's chance to take control of the game, but instead, bang, bang, inside of 3 minutes, you had two quick goals in succession by Tri-City, and Everett was reeling at that point, down a pair of goals.
Tips weren't dead yet. Bryce Kindop got them back to within one in 10 minutes and 10 seconds of period three. Captain Seeley off the left point. Into the corner, and Patterson ran into Vitelli. Loose puck, here's Kindop to the net. He scores! Bryce Kindop able to break away from the pack and gets the Silver Tips back into this game. His first goal of the season. Cruising in from the left circle, 9:50 left in regulation. The Silver Tips trail 3-2. Ronan Seeley, first points of the season. Reese Vitelli as well, coming 10 minutes and 10 seconds of period three.
It was a huge goal, huge lift of spirits for the Silver Tips. The captain, Kendop, getting the job done. I mean, a couple of assists there, but essentially on his own, coming in from the boards through the left circle and finishing one right in front of Warm. It was a great goal from the captain.
Also, the Tips needing a big save by Wolf to keep a comeback a reality, and it happened right here with 6 minutes left in regulation. To center ice, the Americans break in on net now. Bjorklund for a backhander, save made by Wolf. Payson Bjorklund broke away from the pack. Last second breakaway. Wolf takes care of it. Right pad, a pump to the chest to get this team going. 6:48 to play. Third period, still a 3-2 game. A tough result here for Wolf to take this evening, but for tonight, 20 saves. Quite a few of them he had to make from a high degree as far as difficulty, and came up with that big save to keep this Silvertips team in the game.
Yeah, there were more than one breakaway opportunities for Tri-City, and aside from the Krivokrasov one, I think Wolf came up with a pair of other ones at least, two, three times he was able to come up big for the Silvertips, and that one especially, down just the goal, really felt like it was keeping the Silvertips alive at that point.
Tips then pulling Wolf for a six attacker with about 2 minutes left in regulation, but Tri-City got the final goal of this one. Sasha Mutala to an empty net with 1:33 left in regulation to wrap it up. Final score tonight, before a crowd of 5,318 energized off the bat, Tri-City takes a season opener here for 2019-20 in a 4-2 final over the Silver Tips. Again, the Tips fall to 0-1. Tri-City is 1-0 with the Silver Tips moving on now mentally and physically to tomorrow night for a 7:05 face-off against Victoria, right back here on home ice in Tri-City for a quick pack-up. They're headed down to Portland for a 6 p.m. game tomorrow night against the Winterhawks. Final shots on net. Tips at 30. Tri-City at 24 with Beck Worm picking up the win. A 28-save effort. Dustin Wolf takes the loss here tonight. He had 20 saves in the game. At your final again, Tri-City 4 and the Silver Tips 2. And for Justin Morrison, I'm Mike Benson for Silver Tips Replay.